The cold front that passed in the region yesterday stalled out just to our south. Then after a quiet and mostly sunny start, clouds will be on the increase again as another wave of low pressure rides along that front and will bring a period of rain to portions of the region, mainly south of the immediate capital district, with the chance of showers up to around the I-90 corridor as the wave passes to our south during the afternoon and evening. With the clouds and showers around, temperatures will be a touch below average for the day, peaking mainly in the mid and upper 70s. As that wave of low pressure moves east this evening, the showers will taper off and some clearing will take hold. With the clearing, we could see some areas of dense fog forming overnight as lows fall back into the 50s and low 60s. With high pressure moving in, we should see ample sunshine Friday with dew points starting to rise and high temperatures returning to seasonable levels in the low to mid 80s right through Saturday as well. Much of Sunday looks fine, but as we head into next week, models are hinting at a cutoff low forming and keeping our weather unsettled through at least the middle of the week, if not the latter half of the week. Temperatures on Sunday should be climbing well into the 80s and maybe closing in on 90s in spot with increasing humidity levels. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the Mid-Atlantic region, a marginal risk of severe storms over a portion of the Mid-Atlantic region, and a marginal risk of severe storms over a portion of the southern high plains. Strong to severe thunderstorms appear possible over a portion of the Mid-Atlantic region today. This may include an evolving cluster of storms that could impact the urban corridor from Washington, D.C. to Philadelphia this afternoon and evening, with the risk for potentially damaging wind gusts. Other strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible over the southern high plains during the afternoon. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible this afternoon, and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 80 degrees and a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming south in the afternoon. In Boston, a slight chance of showers. It'll be mostly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 70s and an east wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, rain mainly during the day, high in the upper 60s, a calm wind becoming west 5 to 10 miles an hour in the morning. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 103 set in 1936. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 41 set in 1963. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July 9th, sunrise at 5:26 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:35 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Northeast winds becoming south around 5 to 10 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy today with showers likely mainly in the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s with the northeast wind becoming south 5 to 10 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, showers likely, lows in the mid-60s and a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming north after midnight. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 70s with an east wind around 5 miles an hour becoming southwest in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy this evening with a chance of showers in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour after midnight. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy today, a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s, east winds becoming southwest in the afternoon. Tonight, showers likely, but mainly in the evening, lows near 60, winds becoming north 5 to 10 miles an hour after midnight. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 70s with light and variable winds becoming southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy in the evening with a chance of showers, lows in the lower 60s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, sunny and warmer with highs in the low to mid-80s. Saturday, sunny with highs in the low to mid-80s. Sunday, mostly sunny but increasing clouds. It'll be hot, highs in the mid and upper 80s and more humidity as well. Partly sunny Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms on Tuesday with highs in the low to mid 80s. And mostly cloudy Wednesday with a chance of showers and storms, temperatures in the low and mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.